Okay, hi everybody, and welcome to the continuation of our vigil on behalf of the war for the preservation of democracy within the United States and by extension throughout the world. I always try to say just a little bit. I know you are checking the news, especially if you are an American, or at least a North American. And the revelations of the January 6th Epiphany insurrection become worse and worse. As a matter of fact, given the plans of a number of the invaders, what happened was relatively slight compared to what might have happened. We are reading more and more that the invaders, the insurrectionists, planned to capture members of Congress and Senate and assassinate them. So the intention to kill was there. And what do you call these things that where they restraints, you know, to tie the hands of captives? They came prepared. They came prepared to carry out a deadly mission, somehow imagining this would keep the election in Trump's favor and would overthrow the result. I think a very naive kind of assumption. Excuse me. So more and more revelations are coming out. Maybe some 200 cases are open. The question remains regarding four members of the House. Did they cooperate with the invasion and open doors, so to speak, and lead the invaders on reconnaissance or orientation sessions so they'd know where to go? Did they report on the whereabouts to certain insurrectionists? A report upon the whereabouts, let's say, of Nancy Pelosi or of the vice president? It all begins to, the impeachment which followed looks entirely justified. And perhaps there will be as well when the trial begins, and I do think there will be a trial, a conviction, as more and more of the intentions and the cooperation come out. It's really impossible to tell what will begin to happen tomorrow, because when the weekend comes, of course, the people will be free from their jobs to come to Washington, even though, as I've been mentioning, something peculiar is happening. The leaders of some of the hate groups are saying don't come because it's too well fortified. And it would be foolish. It would be foolish to show up at the same time. We have those that are not associated particularly with any hate group, and they are more lone wolves, and some of them have very vicious plans. Maybe you've read some of the plans of certain individuals, you know, no sense to name names. They're just personalities that have in mind to murder and to kill and to overthrow the United States form of government. But we will see what the numbers are, because the numbers are very important, and the factor of infiltration, whether in the police department or within the National Guard, armed services, the infiltration factor is really important. We've seen before how dignitaries have been assassinated by their own guard detail. Those who were supposed to protect them were actually on the other side. So it's turning out that while it was a horrible scene, and five people one way or another lost their lives, the intentions were for something much worse. Captives, hostages, assassinations, cooperation from, apparently, from members of Congress with leaders of the insurrection. I think, you know, in a way, we can only be grateful right now that the president's toys have been taken away from him and he can no longer mobilize his shock troops through Twitter and other platforms. And that much gives a degree of silence, but it also, because the QAnon group, who believes that all Democrats are Satan-worshipping pedophiles. Now, you know, is this sane? Is this sane? We have, you know, lost our sanity, that they cannot be so easily traced because they no longer have a presence on these platforms. But still, you know, the FBI has many tools to expose and thwart plots. But they are, you know, they're watching out for snipers, for IED, improvised explosive devices, that killed so many people in Iraq, and they're watching out for bombs. So it's a horrific situation, and who would have believed, although, you know, months ago, the FBI warned that the greatest threat to the nation was from the homegrown hate groups and terrorists, and, you know, people passed it by. We have not heard so much about COVID as we were hearing, because everybody is obsessed with this present situation. But of course, it has gone so far that just thousands and thousands are dying every day. And the figure has been, on occasion, more than 4,000 a day dead in the United States. Now, just kind of imagine what that really means. That, you know, so many people infected, and out of them, because of the resistance to discipline, so many more dying than would have to die. And the present dweller in the White House just doesn't care. And there are so many of the representatives who simply voted to continue to overturn the election. And they're not saying much about COVID at all. So you begin to wonder who and what has snatched the mass mind and rendered it susceptible to unthinkable things. So starting tomorrow, and maybe even arriving tonight, we will see what kind of forces of insurrection return, or whether in fact the 20,000 some presence of National Guard have deflected such a big turnout. But, you know, it only takes one. It only takes one bullet, one bomb. It only takes one to turn everything upside down. So vigilance is required of us, continued vigilance. Now, I think that's all that I have to say right now. And just looking here at, on the chat to see if there's anything. And why can't I get to my chat? I'm not doing very well with that. Let's see if I can do it another way. Okay. Zip ties, yeah, that's it. That was it, Anne, thank you. Ideal for taking and retaining hostages. There was really evil intent. And as horrific as the scenes look, the intent was even worse. Yvonne's telling us that 170 have been arrested so far. I knew it was a figure around 200 that they're looking for. They have their methods, obviously. And if this, well, I think it will be, if this whole event is minutely researched, we've been told to prepare for some very shocking revelations. You begin to wonder who is the friend, who is the enemy, why is democracy so threatened? And if we are esoterically inclined, we will find that it is so threatened precisely because there is an attack of the Lodge of Darkness right now against the great conclave that's coming up and against the principle of democracy. So we can expect that we've entered, in a way, the psychological phase of World War III, and we must prevent it from precipitating. And that's what, you know, groups of this nature are attempting to do, having listened carefully to what the Tibetan says about insufficient attention being paid when, in the run-up to World War II, it was still possible to stop the Axis from gaining strength and becoming a world threat. So these are not pleasant things, but we have to stand in spiritual being, realizing that at least some small part of the plan depends upon us individually and in our group. And, you know, hold strong, steadfastly. We will be very vigilant these next days. And it was suggested by one of our members, you know, the very end of the, to frequently repeat, construct a great defending wall, the rule of evil now must end. Well, whatever you might select from Great Invocation number 2, They are like hammer blows against evil. And who knows? The three great lords, of course, of hierarchy are members of Shambhala and wielders of the divine plan and responsive to the divine purpose. But who knows? The lords of liberation, even though it's not a, I want to say it's not a shooting war, not yet, may find a way to assist. They do not want to be worshipped, they want to be invoked on behalf of service to humanity, and that's what we're trying to do. Are there any further things you would like to either write or say? And if there are, we'll take them now, and if not, we'll get on with our meditation. Well, I think, you know, frankly, a certain solemnity is descending upon us and upon those who are thinking seriously of the implications of what's really happening now. It is a battle for democracy and a certain silence in which we are hoping to gather our forces and express them in ways that are most effective. I feel that is descending upon us. So let's go on then. If there is no one else right now, glad to see you all here to continue this work, even though your nation may not be the United States. If it can happen here, it can happen anywhere. And so I think we see that it's really the soul of humanity and its battle with the dweller that we're talking about here, with this war beginning more manifestly in the United States. So I'll sign off then, and Tuya will continue with some version of the meditation. We have been including the glamour meditation in this, but I just gave the glamour program. So, you know, just a few minutes ago. So maybe, you know, our meditation will be different. I don't know. We'll see.
Yes, Michael, we are using now, because we are nearing the exact time when we have to work all everyone and call as much as possible the help, now that this would go smoother and these evil thoughts and the hatred would not manifest on the physical plane. That is our job. We have been using the color rose. But in this meditation today, this is this violet meditation where we purify with the white light first. Then we use the violet light. And then we also imagine the beautiful Buddhic color, the orange, golden orange. And then in the end, in the closing the meditation, we still turn towards the soul ray of United States, which is the second ray, and the color is indigo blue. So we work with the colors. And as we have been already talking, but maybe there are some who has not been there, the color is a very protected area. It is not given in the beginning, and it is about why it is so effective. It is that because it is the color which affects the devic life, the elemental life, and these unconscious lives can be directed by using, visualizing the color or using the sound. So that's why it is not given, and it is so very hidden area, veiled area, if you study as Blavatsky and also Deepeden, has not been directly ever given a lot. But that this meditation has been given to be used when the need is dire. So when we are visualizing the white, and also this is a mysterious area because Tibetan is saying both ways. He says the white is the esoteric color of the violet, and then he says also the opposite, that the violet is the esoteric color. But nevertheless, what we imagine always these colors full of light, that they are shining light. And particularly when we use violet light, we are careful that it has the hue of white in it, and as I said, full of light. And it affects really directly those lower violet lives, which are in the etheric body. So today, when we are working with that, we are thinking about that, how we will bring the protection. So let us start our work. So let us just breathe white light and just center ourselves. And again, we imagine that we are standing in the sacred circle. Standing around the governmental triangle, that's what we started to call governmental triangle, because these are the main centers where many things are happening and are very important at this time. We are standing in united purpose. We can also, in our minds, call our friends, our co-workers of light, to be united with this effort. Try to protect this process to go through as it is meant to go. The hierarchy is working through the medium of active working disciples in the world. And their eye is upon the disciples, how they are actually working together, how they are finding their ways in very practical terms during this time of the transition on earth and in humanity. How disciples are finding the way to cooperate with each other and with the rest of humanity, using the occult laws. And through these active disciples, hierarchy will pave the way for the true freedom of mankind. we have been imagining that we are standing as a great army of implacable spiritual will. Let us connect using the Antahkarana, aligning with the spiritual will. We remember what DK says, to guard ourselves with care, so that even in defense, we will not break the law of love, the only law which can truly save the world. So particularly today, we will align with the will to love. In the silence of a loving heart, we will gather in the name of the Christ, remembering what he said, wherever two or more are gathered in my name, there am I. We have gathered in your name, Lord Maitreya, be with us. And welcome his presence. It is said, he for whom the whole world waits has said that whatsoever shall be asked in his name, and with faith in the response, will see it accomplished. We recognize the forces of darkness, forces of separation, trying to divide United States. In this real presence of living Christ, let us have our intention to contact the region of United States, Master R. We will have now a private communication in your creative imagination with our Master R. Express your wish, your request, ask in his name, and remember, with faith in the response, it will be seen accomplished. Let us now perform the cross of divinity. We touch forehead to heart, left eye to right eye. Let us touch our forehead. As a soul, I work in light, heart. And darkness cannot touch me. Left eye. I take my stand within the light. Right eye. I work, and from that point I never move. Visualize the cross of divinity in front of every single member. And we do this very carefully. Also, we use again the Abhaya Fearlessness Mudra. Let us have our mudra. Imagine the whole group having it. The group is standing in fearlessness. Thus the energies are going to pour through the group, and the group is going to be the tool for working with these powerful energies. We start working with the colors. Tibetan is saying in white magic, occult attacks and occult powers warring militantly against the aspirant will occur. And again, we remember aspirant can be the country as well. They may make their power felt in one or other of the vehicles, and in rare cases where the aspirant is important enough on all at once. And maybe we can see that happening at the moment. Sometimes they will be attacks directed against the individual worker, sometimes against groups or workers. And this is certainly happening. Before we go further, we will make sure that we will take every step with vigilance. Make sure that your physical body is relaxed. Your astral body is quiet. And the mind is steady in the light. We create a triangle between the group personality, our unified soul and with Master R. See him as the apex of the triangle. Through that created link, we call down a stream of pure white light. Shining white light pouring through the lower vehicles of the group, and thus cleansing everything that hinders. We visualize the aura of the group completely filled with white light. Purifying and cleansing everything that hinders. The white light is pouring through the group. The group focus now upon the White House. A stream of pure white light is pouring into the White House. Cleansing away all that hinders the effective enforcement. Visualize the White House becoming completely white. Now we focus upon Capitol. Through the group, the white light pours into the Capitol, filling the aura of the Capitol, cleansing, purifying all that hinders. see the aura of Capitol shining in complete white light. We focus upon the Supreme Court via the group. The pure white light is pouring into the Supreme Court, purifying and cleansing everything. Filling the aura with white light. See the aura of the Supreme Court shining in white light. We visualize this governmental triangle is completely purified, cleansed everything that hinders the soul purpose, and the Dharma of United States. Through that triangle, let us visualize the white light pouring into the whole country via the three centers. The whole country, everywhere, every state, every government of the states, the white light pours in, purifies, cleanses, in all levels. Now visualize the whole country, United States, shining with white light. Step number two. We now link ourselves up as one with the Lords or Masters, with the Brotherhood for which we are now working. have very living connection with hierarchy, the lords or masters. Visualize now those masters of whom you know. And we can sense this living contact and how this is raising our vibration. Recognize this. And consciously, we raise our vibrations higher still. Everyone supports the group. Together we raise these energies. We try to connect up, if possible, with the Johans. In alertness, recognize the vibration of the Johans. With this focused intention, we try to contact with them. Connect with the Manu according to the line of politics with which we are now working and along which the attack is coming. Now we have opened this line, and through this linking chain, and through all the vehicles of the group, we call the violet light a stream of violet light, and see the descent of this light. This method is only for use when the need is dire and the necessity great. So let us be aware of that, what TK has been teaching us, and work very carefully. Visualize the beautiful, beautiful violet light pouring into the aura of the group and through all the vehicles of the group. and because this is very strong method and strongly affecting the elemental and lower lives and physical plane, strengthen your cross of divinity now when we are turning our focus upon the White House, through the group, through all the vehicles, pours in the violet light into the White House. See the aura of the White House becoming completely filled with the violet light, transforming all negativity in higher states of manifestation. The group is living transmitter of the violet light. Every single negative thought, emotion or action is transformed . The wind of violet light is pouring through and into the White House. The group is focusing with the capital and with very strong unification and intention. We call in the violet light pouring into the capital. Beautiful violet light pouring and filling the aura of capital, every single corner. Wherever there would be any negative plan, it is transformed. The group is standing stronger than ever before in united purpose. We use the violet light as a weapon . Everything is transformed. All negativity is now transformed in higher states of manifestation. We focus upon the Supreme Court. and the violet light continues its work, transforming everything. Everything what is corrupted. Violet light pours in into the aura of Supreme God. See it becoming completely filled with the violet light. Transforming all negativity. Into the highest states of manifestation. Let us visualize the triangle. Governmental triangle is completely filled with the violet light. Strong, transforming tool. And through which the light is moving into the whole country via the three centers. New York, Los Angeles, and Washington, pouring in into every single state and governments of the states. Make sure that you are visualizing at the same time. Visualize that the aura of United States is filled little by little with violet light. Everything is transforming. We can now call help from Master Jesus, who is the one under whom these violet devas are working. We ask that help because the people of the United States are personally under the sixth ray. May these angels who know how to work in the ethers, transforming the patterns for this new impulse. We call their help to help in this vast movement. We visualize the whole country is filled with the violet light, which is shining. And this work is creating a vacuum. It results when the work is correctly and carefully done by a group of people rightly intermingled. A vacuum is created that corresponds somewhat to that vacuum that should exist between the ego and the personality, the soul and personality. But this time, this is between the group and those who are on inner sight, the masters and the great ones. We are aware through that open channel, the new impulses can enter in. We are giving ourselves for hierarchy to pave that new path, the lighted path. So we invoke from the Buddhic plane, the golden light to enter and fulfilling everything what is now transformed. Imaginatively, through this created vacuum, visualize how this beautiful golden light of Buddha is descending in full power. And because the group is standing unified in a will to love, the golden light is pouring in through the centers, the national centers, and filling the whole country with this golden light. The whole country, the governmental triangle, and the aura of the group is glowing with this golden light. Through this connection with Buddha, we again consciously align ourselves with the angels, with the solar angel of the United States. We call forth the protection. We call the protection for American people and for all of those who are now on the states and maybe the target for all kinds of attacks. We call the protection from Archangel Michael, the protector of the Christ. We turn towards him and his angels of protection and his saving force, the guardians of the place. May the wall of protective energies be built around the governmental triangle. to keep all illegal actions and violence in leash under the will of God. Archangel Michael, who is called him who is like God. Call now angelic protection to all three points of the governmental triangle, to White House, to Capitol, and Supreme Court. Visualize Archangel Michael in the standing in the center. And the emanations, three emanations from him, standing upon these three points. We salute them in their presence. We salute those four cardinal guardians who are standing in four points of the White House. We are asking them to continue their work. And all of those lesser guardians in sight at the doorways and corners and halls. Protecting the good law in action on physical plane. We salute the four guardians of the Capitol in four cardinal points. We ask them to continue and hold their post during these coming days. We salute all the smaller guardians in sight at the doorways, in the corners and halls, protecting all of those who are working in Capitol. We are demanding the highest protection that can be. That no negative action can enter in. That all what is or might have been is just dissolved and stopped before it has been manifested. Oh. salute the four guardians in the four cardinal points of the Supreme Court. And all of those lesser ones at the doorways and corners and halls to protect Supreme Court. We ask them to continue their work during these times of transition. We sound now together the great invocation number two.
Let the Lords of Liberation issue forth. Let them bring succor to the sons of men. Let the rider from the secret place come forth and coming save. Come forth, O Mighty One. Let the souls of men awaken to the light, and may they stand with massed intent. Let the fiat of the Lord go forth. The end of woe has come. Come forth, O Mighty One. The hour of service of the saving force has now arrived. Let it be spread abroad, O Mighty One. Let light and love and power and death fulfill the purpose of the coming one. The will to save is here. The love to carry forth the work is widely spread abroad. The active aid of all who know the truth is also here. Come forth, O Mighty One, and blend these three. Construct a great defending wall. The rule of evil now must end.
Let us reflect this inner reality as well. All the secrets which has been laid upon the earth. And in that area, we have been working with this triangle. But behind that is the cross of initiation. And that is activated. Formation, the sacred geometry, what has been laid on the ground, on the land, is now activated, and let us be aware of that, why this battle is so strong. Let us now call upon the soul ray of the United States, the second ray, indigo ray, Let us see it coloring this cross of initiation on the land and also the covenantal triangle, which is like the physical tool, the hand through which the soul plan is worked out. Let us all now colored by the second ray, the light of indigo pouring through the Christ. Through Master R. And through all these inner workers who are working for the plan of the soul and plan of hierarchy through this battle, what is now going on. And visualize the indigo flow, the light of indigo shining and coloring now the whole United States, every state of it. The soul plan related to the plan of Christ. The plan of love under the law of love. Let us visualize that the work has been successful. And we are continuing. We are not moving our post from our post. We are standing together, hand in hand. But we stayed to the end. With gratitude to everybody, let thy will be done. May the blessing of the Christ and of the hierarchy rest upon all true servers, and may they stand tranquil and peacefully in the midst of strife and crises. Thank you, dearest friends. We will continue tomorrow at 10 p.m.